What's up, y'all? It's Sarai from Blocks in the Corner. So today's episode is really about, the LGBT community, what we go through, what we don't go through. And now we're going to go ahead and introduce everybody. Yay!
What's up, everyone? It's me, Jacob. How y'all doing? Happy New Year again. Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Kayla. I hope everyone's having a good day. Happy New Year.
Hi, it's your girl Tasia. You already know who it is. Happy New Year, everybody. Purr.
It's your girl T Saucy. The baddest biddy in this meeting here. Yeah.
It's your boy Jalen. We back here. This time we on Mars. You know, I'm the alien king to be exact.
I thought we already been on Mars.
All right, hey, I'm Mary, your local gay white girl.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jada. I'm happy to be here. Excited. Period.
Woo woo. Yeah, yo.
Okay.
So, like I said, today's episode is about the LGBT community. From someone who is a part of the LGBT community, a pansexual. If y'all did not know, I'm coming out to people who don't know.
Woo! Period. And what about it?
Period.
Woo-woo. Okay, Miss Girl.
Okay, so let's get straight into the questions. Okay, first question to all my people who are part of the LGBTQ plus community, Mary and Jada. When and how did you guys come out? And was it everything that you hoped for? Like, were people supportive? Were people not supportive? So on and so forth.
Okay, I can go first. It's Mary. Okay, so I came out on Instagram, actually. And I think that was around, it was July 7th, 2020. And I mean, yeah, it was fine. I come from a pretty liberal town in Connecticut. So like, it was pretty fine. I didn't really get any hate, which was lucky, but I know I'm pretty unique in that. I got a lot of support from people actually. So it was pretty great, but I know I'm very much like kind of in the minority for that. And there's more reasons for that I'm definitely want to bring up later, involving race and all of that. So yeah.
Hi, it's Jada. My coming out experience, I did it mainly over Instagram. I did try to come out to a few of my friends, but like they kind of brushed it off. Like, cause I joke about things that like I'm trying to be serious about or whatever. But I did try to come out to a few people and they didn't really acknowledge it fully. But then when I came out fully on Instagram, everyone was really supportive. I did have a few haters and I still have a few haters till this day. But yeah. Everyone was kind of, most people were accepting, even though I looked like a boy at the time when I first came out. But anyways, yeah, that's my story.
Okay, so if you did not get the drift of what Jada was saying, she is transgender. She is a woman.
Capital she. Per.
She is a woman.
Damn right.
Don't you dare. I will kill you if you ever misgender her.
Period. I got a taser. Oh, it's a pink one. It's a pink taser.
Not the taser.
And pepper spray.
And pepper spray. So my coming out story, it was half good, half bad. To my Blacks in the Corner group chat, they already know what happened. But for Jaden and Mary and for people who don't know, so I'm pansexual. I came out to my theater class. Because again, theater was like the most comforting thing I could ever have in my life at the moment. So I came out to my class. We were doing this game and I was like, I'm pansexual. Crazy, right? And then nobody knew, like literally no one could not tell it was me. So I was like, yeah, that's me. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, congratulations. Oh my gosh, yay. Right? And then the bad part, let me try not to get emotional. because it was very emotional. I did not come out on my own. I was put literally on the spot by my mom. And I was really worried. I told her, I tried to explain to her. She didn't, again, okay. First of all, I come from a like very Christian household. My papa is an elder. My grandma on my dad's side is super Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So yeah, so it wasn't good. I was worried that I was gonna get picked out and stuff. Yeah, so it wasn't good. But I had the blacks in the corner to help me get through that.
Whoop, whoop, you know I got my dog.
We was about to house her, kidnap her.
Literally kidnap y'all. Like, literally, they're like, Sarai, if anything, if they try to do anything, I'm going to steal you. And Tierra could not drive at the time. So if she did, she was terrible.
But we was going to be dead, y'all.
The way I drive, I
was
going to be
dead. And dead. She's going to be free and dead.
As she should.
My family, they weren't really the most accepting at the beginning, but now they're starting to use the right name and all that. I made a TikTok about it. It did kind of good. Anyways, yeah, they're kind of good now. They do struggle a little bit, and my mom is still kind of iffy or whatever, but yeah, they're getting better. And I respect that.
Yeah, like in terms of my family, so it was kind of, I think, oh, so we were just kind of like sitting around in the living room, whatever. And my brother was like, Mary, what's new in your life? Because he asked me that every day, even though there's never anything new. And for a while, I was like, should I just come out to them? But like some other people here, my family's Catholic. But they're not in a homophobic way. Luckily, but I was like, it still might be like internalized homophobia where it's like, I'm fine with gay people, but do I want one of my kids to be gay? I don't know. I think my parents are fine with it. But basically I was like, guess what? And then my dad and my brother were like, what? And I was like, I'm bi, which I had it wrong at the time. I'm unlabeled at the minute. Yeah. And they were like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, well, And then later on that night, I was like, so mom, I got something to tell you. Or she was, but it turns out my dad had already told her. And I was like, then, bitch.
Dang.
But whatever, it was fine. It wasn't him being like outing me. I think he thought that I had already told her or something. But I was like, excuse me. Anyway, but yeah, they're fine with it now. Yeah.
Mary just reminded me. I don't think my mom told my dad, but I truly do believe my dad still does not know what went down that night. I genuinely do think he still doesn't know. Because when he walked into the room, when I was outed, literally I was sobbing my eyes out. Like my throat was hurting the next day. And sorry, Dad, but I call him full of the time. The fool didn't even know. He doesn't know to this day.
I mean, if you're, stopping crying, he has to know something's up.
Yeah, but my dad, he's kind of clueless. Sorry, Dad.
Girl, well, after this episode and he hear this episode, he gonna know. Uh-huh. He'll know.
Oh, hello. Honey, listen.
Hi, Dad.
My parents, my parents don't listen to this. At all.
I'm crying.
I'll send it to your mama.
Literally, I was like, hey, mom, we're doing a podcast. She was like, okay. Didn't ask where to find it. Didn't ask nothing. So I'm keeping my mouth shut until she asks.
Point blank in the period. Same.
So, yeah. Does anyone else, Jada and Mary, y'all have anything else to say?
No. Okay.
Speaking of being outed, my mom actually outed me to like literally everybody, all of my family or whatever. It kind of sucked because I wasn't ready to tell my Nana or my dad or anything. And then that was kind of a mess. My Nana calls me Jada and all that now, but like at the time she didn't, I guess. My dad he ignores the whole fact that I'm trans. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Anyway.
Okay, next question. This question is for everybody. Well, kind of for everybody, I guess. But I mean, like, if people who are part of a community want to say something, y'all can say something. Second question is, if someone wants advice on coming out, how can I help?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Can I start? All right. So, my advice, I was thinking about this when I saw this question earlier. I was like, honestly, first of all, no. Like, if you aren't even sure about it, even if you're questioning, like, that's fine. I think sometimes it's easier to start talking to a friend at that point, even. Someone you trust. Find someone you trust because, you know, you don't want someone then, like, being like, if I had told a friend, oh, I think I might like girls, you don't want it to be someone who might be like, oh my God, Mary's gay, and spreading that around. So honestly, just start small. Find someone you trust, start small. And yeah, it can be hard. And you know, even if you think there's no one you can talk to, there definitely is someone, there's always someone. So just find someone you can trust and just start small. You don't have to go post on Instagram for everyone to see right away.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you know that you're not in a safe environment, do not come out because it's not going to be safe for you. And also,
period. Don't be
100% ready. Like, if you, even if you know that people are going to be accepting, but you don't feel ready to tell people that because that's your business at the end of the day. You don't have to tell everybody. And even, you don't even have to come out at all. I mean, if you don't want to come out, but like, you're not embarrassed of it or anything, like, you don't have to come out either. Like, if you're gay and like, it's just like, cause you don't need to be, if you don't want to tell everybody your business, you don't have to. It's not something you're obligated to do. You know, does everyone agree or not agree? But like, it doesn't, yeah, that makes
sure,
sense.
For sure. It makes sense.
Yes.
I agree.
Like, it doesn't really matter what you are. I think if you think it would help you find your identity to share that with people and let them know, then obviously do that. But like, there's no obligation to do it.
Yeah, but it's a little, if you're coming out, it's a little different with being trans because you're like, you're going by a new name sometimes and you're going, you're most by a different set of pronouns. So you, like, being trans, you kind of have to tell some people, most people, all the time. But with being gay or lesbian or bi or any other sexuality, you really don't have to tell anybody if you don't want to, because at the end of the day, it's not like you're changing your identity or becoming a whole new person or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think also for someone who's not trans, like myself, like, it's definitely easier to come out just because it's like, it's not going to make everyone have to change. Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's not really going to impact the way other people see me, I think. Or, like, they're not going to have to change the way they interact by, like, changing my...
The way they adjust their pronouns and stuff like that. Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say. But, yeah, so if you... I mean, just whatever's comfortable for you, I'd say.
I agree with both of these ladies. I really got nothing else to say. I got outed. So, I joke about my trauma.
That's a special thing about our group.
We joke about trauma.
I mean, like, different trauma, but yes, me too. No?
Yeah, I agree with both of these women. You don't have to. Go ahead, Tasia.
I was about to say, just, I think they really covered, you know, how to come out, like, how to come out, but I want to say something to, you know, the people who call themselves allies and who consider themselves allies. Definitely, if you're an ally, I think you need to be able to listen and be able to not... you know, try and make it seem like your issues, or try to like relate, because honestly, like, personal story, but like, one time, like, a good friend of mine, he was, you know, basically he came up to me first, and I was just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Because this was my first time, like, that was my first time ever experiencing that. So I'm like, oh my gosh, well, I'm just gonna use the gifts that God gave me and just be a good listener. And so I, like, the best thing you can do is listen, and the best thing that you can do is not tell anybody else. Hello, they told you for a reason because they trusted you. So
that part,
Nobody deserves to be outed. I don't know. Keep all that to yourself, babe. They trust you for a reason. So, and then also check yourself. Check how you think. Because a lot of y'all allies be like, oh yeah, I'm not homophobic. And then you say something transphobic. Like, also, if it makes sense.
Real quick, like, if you don't know how to react, just be honest. Just be like, hey, this isn't a situation I'm familiar with. Like, don't make it awkward and don't, because then it just makes people, the one who's coming out, feel, like, uncomfortable. Just be honest. Just say, I don't have much experience with this, but, like, I'm fully here to support you and listen. And then that's more, like, that's all anyone could ask for.
Exactly. And then also, like, we talked about allyship and... In our first episode, when we talked about, like, Black Lives Matter and things like that, we talked about how, like, if silence is violence. So if you don't, if you see somebody doing something, hello, speak up, come on. But anyways, go ahead, Kayla. But yeah,
I just wanted to ask a question. So for the people that are a part of the LGBT community, Jada, Sarai, Mary. Anybody else in here who hasn't come up, LOL. I wanted to ask, like, so from your friends, like, what do you want from your friends? Like, I know it's support, but are there, like, anything that can, like, help us, you know, help you if you're, like, you know, figuring out a way, if you pick up what I'm putting down?
There are boundaries, because I have a lot of my friends trying to ask me questions, like, very, 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 like, invasive questions about my body. And it's kind of weird. Sometimes if we're, like, close and, like, they're, like, trying to actually get an understanding of things, I'll, like, try to explain it without being too weird. But sometimes people are just, like, flat out invasive, like, asking me about my private parts and all that, and that's kind of weird, because, like, we're not having sex, and you're not my doctor, and you're not my sugar daddy, so stay out of my business, please, very much.
For real. Also, like, just be comfortable being uncomfortable, because I know, like, my straight friends, like, when I first came out, then I'd be like, they were like, I would, like, talk about girls with them, because, like, I like girls. And initially they'd be uncomfortable, but now I think they're just used to it, because it's just the same as talking about boys. Like, it's literally the fucking same. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable, because I know you might not be able to relate if, like, your friend is, you know, saying that they like a girl or like a guy. Maybe you can't relate to that, just whatever. Like, they can't relate to you liking a certain gender or whatever, so just support each other and just be uncomfortable with being uncomfortable, because that's just kind of how it is.
Oh, I also want to say something. Something that can really help is that if you hear someone fetishizing about girls liking girls and lesbians, please stop that, because that's not cute. That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Yes! Yes!
That's, please, no. See, my friends, I'm the person to take a joke. But for other people, all because, I mean, so back in, like, when school was, like, when I was physically in school, I'm a super tomboy. Like, I only wear dresses when it's a special occasion or church. Other than that, you will not catch me wearing a dress, or unless it's for a choir recital, or unless it's for a theater play or musical. Other than that, you are not about to see me wear a dress. Again, so some of my friends in high school, like sophomore year, I would never hang around girls because I've been technically raised by boys my whole life, so I'm used to boys. Like I said, I'm the person to take a joke. Like, they would call me, like, a dyke and stuff. Like, ha ha ha, to me, that's hilarious. But for some other people, that can make them super duper upset. So unless you hear them say that's fine, stop the, because they could consider that as insults. Stop those insults. Stop. If you make that joke around the person who is part of that community, just don't make those jokes unless you say it accidentally and they laugh and they say it's fine. Other than that,
or better yet, unless you're a part of that group, do not say that slur.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the F slur in songs. Like, no, it's not the N word, but you still can't say it. Right. You still can't say it. Those are, like, come on.
Right. Yeah. See, like, here's the thing about specific communities, like the Black community, we can say the N word. The LGBTQ community, we can say the F word because we are technically, quote unquote, those people.
Exactly.
But for people who are saying that we're gatekeeping those words, no. It's one word that you want to say so bad. And for what? There are many other words in the Webster's dictionary.
Period.
Don't. Like, why are you trying to say this one word? They say it in songs. Okay. But are you part of the community? Are you Black? No? Oh, cool. Don't say it. It ain't that hard. That's all I have to say. Anyone else want to say something?
I made a TikTok about, I was empowering myself with the word, the F word, as I should, as a trans woman of queer.
I think I know which
one. I was empowering myself with that word using a Jules audio on TikTok. And some people were dragging me for using the F word because I'm a trans woman, not, and usually it's typically used by gay men, but historically it's been used against trans women to invalidate them as women. So I'm taking back that word as.
Yes, girl, as you should.
Educate them. Educate them. And,
girl, yes.
I reposted it on Instagram and it like has like 110,000 views. And like, there's a bunch of like debate on whether or not I should say it as a trans woman. And like, first of all, I am as well. I am kind of gay as well as I am very much trans. So even if I wasn't trans, I would be able to say it. But like, even if I wasn't bi, I wouldn't be able to say it. I would still be able to say it because I am a trans woman who has been, I'm literally called that word almost every day. And like my comment sections of TikTok, Instagram, and all of that, DMs, all that. And people are still like, well, if you're not a gay man, you cannot say it. Like, Miss Ma'am, trans women were rolled up in carpets and burned as much as maybe even more as gay men were back during when it was very, very taboo. Very much so. Very much.
Yeah.
Giving me very much learning.
Mm. Educate them. Educate them. Yeah. Okay, yep. Question. Was it the, like, Ricky Tikki Tavi whatever sound on TikTok?
No, it was Jules. It was Jules' audio from Euphoria. She's like, oh. I think you're a fucking...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it on the podcast. Because
yeah. Okay. So I did the same thing.
She was confronting Nate Jacobs.
I did the same thing on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I think you're a faggot, just like your daddy. And I was like, oh, period,
that
queen.
That scene right there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Of course, Jalen, though.
Same thing.
Right. Exactly. Something I also want to say. We said this in the first episode. Tayshia said this, but I'm just going to reiterate it. It is not our job to educate you.
Yes.
Educate yourself. Everybody, I need to do some education for me. But even if I still have to do some education for myself, it's called Google. We don't have to educate you. For the LGBTQ community and the Black community and the Hispanic and the Indigenous, we don't need to educate y'all. Y'all can educate yourselves. Y'all got books. Y'all been in school. What is this?
For real.
Kindergarten?
Like, exactly. Like, if you specifically say you want to have it from the perspective of someone who's part of that community and someone that you know, I'll be more than happy to give you, like, to tell you about stuff. But, like, just know, bitch. Oh, my God. Sorry. I keep cursing. I'm not going to go and say everything for you because I'm gonna look it up on Google, you do that too, but girl, ah!
Damn.
You're fine. It's all right.
It's okay.
Let it go. Because all you want.
Let it fly, honey. Let it fly, baby.
Like,
come on.
The Lord. Okay, but yeah, for real. Like, just because I'm like basically gay doesn't mean I know everything. Like, I'm not the community. I'm part of it, but I'm not the.
Yeah. Really try to use me as a walking encyclopedia, and I'm like, Miss Ma'am.
Dead.
Girl. Like Sarah said, this ain't kindergarten. Like,
I got me dying. I got me dying.
Tierra, Miss Girl.
Oh, y'all laughing at me?
Yes, child. For the viewers, she has a box on her head.
That name is correct.
It has Sherry, and she's golden. She's a Funko Pop. I've added her to my collection.
Oh, my gosh. I have Funko Pops. I'm obsessed with Marvel. Sorry, we're going a little bit off topic. I just want to say that I have a Bucky Barnes and the Captain America Funko Pop. Okay, next question. Hey! Sorry. Next question. This is for everybody.
Whoop.
How should I respond to peers who feel negatively towards the individuals who are part of the LGBTQ+ community?
Cut them off.
Hold on a second. I got something to say.
Okay.
So, I'm not saying I'm representing the black folk, just the black community here, and I'm just gonna say off the bat, I respect everyone part of the LGBTQ+ community. I love y'all. Sometimes I love y'all more than white folk. No offense to white folk. But growing up, the F word wasn't seen as a slur towards gay people in the sense that it is today. So back in the day, we just let that word fly. Especially if you lived in low-income communities, it was just a norm because of it stems from Christianity usually. Because, you know, everyone a part of low-income communities go to church. And, you know, at church, they do not like... They do not like gay people. So, the word wasn't, you know, how it is... It wasn't demeaning as it is today. The point I'm trying to make is, let's say someone... So, I seen this video on TikTok. This dude from Chicago was flaming this dude. This trans dude, he was just saying a lot of stuff, and I was mad at him at first. I was like, why is you saying this, that, and the third to this trans man? Like, don't do that. And then I had to look back. You got to take a bigger picture. Considering he lives in Detroit, Chicago, like, that's not cool around there. So he doesn't have people to, you know, go say, hey, how does this feel? He doesn't have people who are part of the community. So you got to think about how you respond negatively to those people. But if they're just being blatantly just like disrespectful and just not listening, yeah, that's a fact. That's just, no, thank you.
Especially, go ahead.
Sorry. If you know someone who's like negative about the LGBT community, first, and like, if they're like brought up that way, like they can't help that they were brought up that way, I'd say the first thing you can try to do is educate them. Because, like, if you want to be friends with someone, like, and they're just saying these mean stuff, and, like, you're close to them, you don't want to just, like, cut them off with, like, trying to better them as a person. But, like, I would say try to educate them. Try and make them see what they're saying is wrong and all of that. And if they can't do that, that's when you cut them off.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Period. Yes.
Like you were saying, with, like, being brought up that way, it's... Like, with internalized homophobia and internalized racism, it's not your fault if you were brought up that way. And I know, like, myself, I still have a lot of internalized racism. And the first thing you have to do is admit that. But, like, it is your fault if you don't try to change that. If you're not open to changing that and working on it, then that's your fault. And that's when you cut someone off. If, you know, I'll try to educate someone a little bit. But if they aren't receptive to it, that's when I'm going to cut them off. And if people aren't willing to admit their internalized, like, racism, homophobia, or whatever, then that's when you have to cut them off, because that's just a fundamental thing. That it's a fact. It's there. You can't grow without accepting that.
And agree 100%. I don't know why. Well, yeah, I sure did come up with cut them off because I think this recent election really was like it exposed a lot of people, and so and then yeah, it just exposed a lot of people. And for me personally, recently we came across a situation where like this person we cut off, and we had tried for years to educate her. I think we put in time, blood, sweat, and tears trying to educate her. And it was like, for her, she just did not get it. And she, you know, diehard Bible-thumping Christian, yeah. And my thing is, like, for me, because I'm a preacher's kid, PK, all day. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Please, somebody. And I had to really get into my head that, like, okay, she's not going to change. So you know what? She's not helping me. She ain't benefiting me. She's not helping the situation. Then, okay, cut her off. I'm done. She can go ahead, do what she need to do. Go ahead, vote for Trump, girl. Go ahead, be homophobic. That's your choice. So, but yeah, cut them off. If they're not adding anything to you, cut them off, period.
I'm just missing out on you, honestly. Mm. Girl.
That part.
Go ahead, team.
I agree with everybody. You know what's crazy is a lot of my friends come from theater, and theater is pretty open. So I don't have to educate my friends. And I know you're not supposed to be saying this word this episode, but I be dating a lot of niggas. And I date a lot of niggas. And that's the people that I really have the most trouble with. Because they be playing games. So, like, they use, like, the F word because that's, like, the gaming industry is kind of toxic. And then, like, we're kind of in the South and people are kind of, like, homophobic. And I would have to, like, educate them and, like, break it down. Like, what if your daughter was that? And then they'd be like, but they're never going to be that. Whatever. So,
oh my gosh.
So, if I educate them, well, if I have to educate them and break it down to, like, what if your son or daughter was that, and they still don't get it, then I have to cut them off. And that's point blank, period, you know?
Right.
Because I have, like, especially, like, with the theater community, and it's, like, a safe space, and I have a lot of, like, different friends, just, like, race-wise, but also just, like, sexuality-wise. I don't know, but yeah, I just have a lot of friends from different walks of life, and you know, I'm gonna come over here and disrespect my friends. Try survive if you want to. Try marriage if you want to. Try JD if you want to. Cut off your freaking balls, dude. Don't even play with me, bro.
As you Back. Should.
Yes. Oh my god. Especially like I've witnessed this firsthand because my friends were saying it, and I was like, okay. Why are you saying that word? And then I was like, they were like, I don't mean it in that way. I mean it in the actual definition. I'm like, what's the definition of it? Tell me. Sit here in my face and tell me the definition of it if you want to go ahead and play that. Because I know you're not meaning it in that term, obviously. Like, what? Am I dumb? Like, don't play me.
Purr.
Oh, yeah. And another thing. Same thing goes with, again, we going to tie everything. Sorry, I don't know why I'm tying everything back to Black Lives Matter. But anyway, just so y'all know, that's a disclaimer.
everything ties back to slavery. Hello.
T's famous phrase. You people don't know the meaning of the F word and the N word. The N word was to, you know, deteriorate, animalize Black people, African American. The F word was to deteriorize and animalize gay men, the LGBTQ community. And for people who use that word on a daily basis, who do not know what it means, and who are not a part of that community, and or skin color, you're dumb. Like, when people say, it's just a word, it's not racist, it's not a cuss word, it's not da-da-da-da-da. Honey, I am part of both communities. All you spew into me is BS. Complete bullshit. Literally. Like, please say both of those words to me and mean it. Please mean it. I have a heavy hand. Hey guys, it's Rai here. Thank you for watching the episode. If you would love to see more, then stay tuned in for part two. Thank you for listening. And always remember, niggas go nig.